Hey guys, so a friend of mine said that he would do a questionnaire if I did one, and he already held up his end of the bargain, so I thought that I would too. So I'm gonna answer CB's Spill It questionnaire, maybe while playing a little bit. Okay, first question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? I've only done audios where it's just me. So 10, I am completely like my GWA persona. 2, what's the story behind your username? I don't really have a good story. I just kind of liked how it sounded, that's why I chose. I usually like something with rose in it. I like roses. How many languages do you speak? I only speak English. I took Spanish when I was in high school, but I don't really remember any of it. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? My close friends probably know all of my secrets. I'm not really sure what they are. When I was in middle school, I made up a boyfriend, and I kept it going until like halfway through high school, which took a lot of work. But yeah, that's kind of a secret. I don't like reliving that memory. What bad habits do you have? I bite my nails, which is kind of a bad habit. I spend too much time on the internet. I'm not sure if that's a habit, really. Okay. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. I've had sex with a girl before. I have not had sex with a guy before. But I'm bisexual. And my first time with a girl was great. We were pretty, like, scared to actually, like, touch each other or kiss each other for a while. We just, like, laid there. And it was nice. I would, like, run my hands over her body. And there was so much sexual tension. And then at some point she just got on top of me and we started kissing and we like ripped each other's clothes off. And then we just touched each other. And it was very fun. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? With yourself? I don't have sex with someone else all that often. I've had sex with that same girl a couple times now. but not often. And with myself, probably like every night. Or every other night. What is your biggest regret? It's kind of a hard question. I'm not sure. Possibly going to the college that I go to. I don't really hate it, but I feel like I could have made a better decision. What would you choose as your death row meal? I think I would choose some sort of seafood. I really love seafood. What is your favorite scent? Probably vanilla or lavender or peppermint. I really like all of those. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy time nights? I say before every answer. It's annoying. I usually wear nothing on sexy time nights and normal nights. Or just a shirt and panties. It depends. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I haven't really read in bed in a while, unless fan fiction counts. My favorite author is Ellen Hopkins or John Green. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. It was a while ago, but that girl that I lost my virginity to visited me, and it was great. We made out for a while, and she fingered me. Kind of like I'm doing right now. Oh. And then she fucked me with one of my vibrators. And she went down on me. I got all of the attention because she was on her period. And it was amazing. What one word describes you inside the bedroom? Outside the bedroom. Inside the bedroom, I think attentive. And outside the bedroom, introverted. I'm very introverted. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have my ears pierced and my nose. I don't have any tattoos. Have you ever come without touching yourself? I don't think I have, but it's possible that I came while like grinding against a pillow or something when I was younger. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I think probably around 5 times. And no, I didn't challenge myself. I just was probably really horny that day. I can have multiple orgasms, but it takes a bit of work, so I don't do it that often. What is on your sexual bucket list? Well, I really want to try bondage. Like, I want to tie someone up, or maybe have someone tie me up. And I also would love to peg someone. I would love to wear a strap on and have someone suck it before I fuck them with it. Sometimes I can be a bit dominant, and I'd love to play around with that and have someone do whatever I say and control when they come, how they come. I'd love to just tie them to a bed and tease them, maybe for hours, and just use them. Use all of their body. Okay, I'm gonna come now and I'll try and describe it. Thank you for listening, if you did, and if you got this far.